I remember, especially in elementary school, I was like getting in trouble all the time because I kept pulling people's hair because they're all blonde. And I was the only kid with black hair. And I thought it was so fascinating because I grew up surrounded by black hair and all of a sudden there's all these blonde hair. My name is Hyun Kyum Shin and I'm 26. I was born in Seoul, South Korea. So I first came to America back in September of 1997. But after about a year, my brother and I, we went back to Korea for a few more years. And then I immigrated back to the US in February of 2001. So when I first came to the elementary school, there was one other Asian kid in the whole class, and his name was Edward. And since he was the only other Korean kid, my teacher naturally sat me next to him. But she didn't really know that Edward didn't speak a word of Korean. She just assumed, oh, Edward, you're like, you know, you're Korean, so like, why don't you translate for David? David was my English name. I remember he would say, okay, and then he would look at me, and he would just shrug, and then he would just go back to doing his own work. And I think in moments like that, I just felt really like betrayed. So I acted out, and then I would get in trouble and things like that. I guess the event that really like memorialized the point in which I felt comfortable with English was in fifth grade. I ran for treasurer. I like remember making a poster board with like little golden coins and like vote for David to be a treasurer. So then like I would like talk to my constituents, right? Like and then I got voted and I got elected. And I think that's when I realized, wow, like I've like fully adjusted. It was really empowering, yeah. Grasping our hyphenated identity that you are truly Korean, but you are also truly American. But then that puts you in like this hybrid position where you're never going to be fully Korean or fully American, but that's fine. But there were definitely moments of personal struggles with that hyphenated identity. I found out I was a dreamer when my brother applied for college. He was like, well, okay, like I need my parents' like social security number and their tax return. And then found out like we didn't have any. After I came to realize that I won't ever fully be recognized as an American, at least until I get my paperwork. It's been, wow, 18 years. I think at this point lived in the States longer than I lived in Korea, which is why I think Korea is like a very just distant memory for me. And yeah, I've never gone back. So my grandmother, when she passed away, I wasn't able to go to Korea. And then my dad let me know. We kind of knew it was coming, right? Because her health was deteriorating. But I have a lot of emotions with her because like she pretty much raised me. So a lot of fond memories with her. So that was tough. I think those moments humbled me into realizing that there's just things that, like, outside of my life's control. So I went back to my roots of Christianity and I spent a lot of time just rebuilding my identity. Like, what does it actually mean to be Christian? And so that's how I found our church, just meeting together daily, breaking bread with one another and studying the word of God and praying for one another. That's really like what we do. And so for me, my identity, my strongest identity is not in Korean American or I'm a UCLA grad, is in my identity as a Christian. And that means that I, you know, try to do my best to love other people as well as I love God.